Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. We're busy getting ready for the new season of the Story Pirates podcast coming October 19th. In the meantime, we have for you a brand new bonus episode of our series that we call Spooky Season. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween yet? Story Pirate Eric sure doesn't, but maybe he'll have a clue after today's episode. Coming right up after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Eric, from the Story Pirates Podcast. Welcome to another episode of Spooky Season, our series where we get into all things spooky. On this show, you'll hear stories from the archive that I think are super spooky. We'll talk to all sorts of monsters, ghouls, and ghosts. And most of all, you'll help me answer the single most important question that plagues me every October. What should I be for Halloween? I can never decide. To help me answer that question, last week we talked to the one and only Frankenstein, but this week I'm excited to welcome to the show a witch!
Hello, Eric. I am so happy to be here, and my crystal said this would be a really fantastic experience.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Please, tell us your name.
My name is Tabitha, the Wicked Witch of the High Plains of West Nibithia, but you can call me Tabby.
I have to admit, I thought witches were supposed to be wicked, but you seem very nice.
Yeah, witches have, like, a really bad rap. We aren't all wicked, though. Unless you catch me before my coffee.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I love me an iced latte. But anyway, we witches are really trying to rebrand.
Oh, really? So you don't do evil things anymore?
No, us witches don't do what we used to. Like, for example, we don't lure folks into gingerbread houses and cook them in an oven anymore. We don't turn people into goats just because we're bored. Actually, I've used my witchy skills to bring it into the holistic wellness sphere. So I've opened a spa.
So that's what this place is. I couldn't tell. It does seem a bit like a spa, but it does also sort of look pretty witchy. There's just a lot of gnarled branches around.
This used to be my old ancient haunted witch hovel, but I am slowly transforming it to be more calming and welcoming. Look, I have a little poster of a kitten.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, it says hang in there.
What a nice positive message.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get to my first question, which is, what do you think I should be for Halloween?
You should definitely be a witch. witch. Witches are entrepreneurial, resourceful, chic, fashionable, and should never be trusted.
Yeah. I'm sorry, never be trusted?
Except for me, I should definitely be trusted. I'm just talking about all the others.
Oh, okay. So, how would you suggest that I put all those qualities into a single costume?
It's more about the performance than the costume, the character work, the soul of a witch. You know, maybe I can help you get into the witchy vibe. You want to try the hot tub?
Oh, so that's why you told me to wear a swimsuit so I can get in a hot tub. Great. So, where is it?
Well, here it is. Ignore the cobwebs.
I'm sorry, Tabby, but isn't that a cauldron?
Okay. Yes, it used to be. And yes, I may have done some extremely scary spells in here for the last thousands and thousands of years, but it's 2023, Eric. It's not a cauldron anymore. It's a hot tub.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that's fine then. I'll get in. Wasn't expecting it to be this hot. It was quite toasty. Anyway, continuing on, can you tell me, what's the best part of being a witch and the worst part?
The best part is the magic, you know? I can make potions, bubble bubble toil treble, and I love to fly across the moon cackling.
I'm sorry, but what are you dropping into the cauldron with me?
Oh, bath salts, lavender, matcha, eye of newt.
I'm sorry,
but
what?
I think the worst part is the judgment. Just because I turned an entire village into bullfrogs and then ate them doesn't mean I'm gonna do it again. Well, maybe I would if you catch me on a bad day, but I meditate now, so that's not gonna happen.
Okay. You know, I think it's time for me to go.
Nonsense. Your job is to relax. This is a spa.
Are you stirring me with a giant soup spoon?
Oh, yeah. It's good for flavor. Sorry, I mean circulation. Anyway, weren't you asking me questions?
Yeah, I guess. Any other tips about my costume?
You gotta have a witch hat, of course, and...
I'm sorry. Are you casting a spell right now?
No. I just have something stuck in my throat.
Okay. Maybe I should get out.
No, I'm not trying to cook you to feed you to my coven.
This hot tub is definitely getting hotter.
Oh, you want a glass of water? Sure, here you go. Also, will you put this bag of bones around your neck real quick?
Tabby, I'm pretty sure you're trying to cook me.
Nonsense. The only thing that's cooking is this interview. Am I right? Here, put these cursed cucumber slices over your eyes.
You are trying to cook me.
Okay. So what if I am? Would that really be so bad?
Yes.
Oh, come on. It's tough being a witch in the age of smartphones. People have seen everything. They're harder to trick, except for AI, but that's a whole other thing. It's not like we witches can just eat regular things, even if we wanted to. I mean, I can't even drink water without melting, and that is really not great for my health journey. So just sit back, relax, and let me transform you into a small lizard that I will then roast with magic and devour while cackling maniacally.
Nope, I'm getting out.
No, please sit down.
I gotta go. Here's your glass of water back. Whoops. I spilled water on you and now...
Yeah, now I'm melting. Oh.
Wow, you are steaming and bubbling. I am so sorry.
Honestly, I'm not even mad. I don't know if you noticed, but I was trying to eat you.
Yeah, you literally said a whole monologue about it.
Right, yeah, I did. Oh boy, whoops, here I go. This is classic me. Oh, I knew that this would happen one day. You know, honestly, it's a bit of a relief. Ooh, tricking people into cauldrons was fun the first few thousand times, but now it's pretty stale. Anyway, I'm almost totally melted. Quirky. I hope you pick a witch costume. Good luck, Eric. And please rate the spa 5 stars and leave a review.
Okay, then. Well, that was a witch. Big thanks to Tabby for stopping by and apologies for melting you. She did make a pretty good case for a witch costume, but, you know, I think I'm gonna have to do one more interview before I make my final decision. Whom should I interview next? While I think about that, why don't you check out a spooky story from the Story Pirates Archives? Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Noor. I'm 7 years old and I live in Florida. This is my story. It's called Boo!
Oh, my brother Max, would you be so kind as to check the calendar?
Why, of course, my sister Sarah. I'd love to. Putting an X on the 30th. Well, would you look at that?
Oh, what, dear brother?
It appears that today is the 31st.
Of what month?
Why, October, dear sister.
Well, that can only mean two things, dear brother.
Oh, you mean Halloween!
And candy!
Halloween and candy! Halloween and candy!
Oh, you kids are correct. It is Halloween.
We know, Mom.
You are so excited. Okay, Halloween, which means trick-or-treating.
We know, Mom!
Oh, which means I'm taking you to houses.
We know, Mom!
235 days till sleepaway camp. But here we are, the mansion at the end of our street.
Oh, no!
Not the mansion!
Mom, this is the worst house! We hate it!
Max, Sarah, why?
Because they don't give out candy. They give toothpaste.
Well, nothing wrong with some dental hygiene, some oral care, some mouth management.
Mom!
We know we got you that thesaurus for your birthday.
It was an odd gift, but I love it and we'll use it. Let's see. What's another synonym for teeth? Ooh, chompers.
Okay, we will go get the toothpaste.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be all that bad. In and out and then right back to more candy.
Okay, here we are at the mansion.
Huh, let's try.
Should we go back to Mom?
Hi, kids! Isn't it funny? That cavity means an opening like a mouth. You can have a cavity in your cavity!
Looks like we're on our own. Huh. The door is opening.
Let's go in. Whoa, a huge creepy mansion. I don't see any toothpaste in this entrance hall.
I think it's an atrium.
Well, I'd consider it a foyer.
Ugh, we're doing that Mom thing. Let's try one of these doors. How about the one that says free toothpaste?
Let's go in. Oh, look, some toothpaste.
And some toothbrushes. We'll just grab these and... dear brother, do you see what I see?
I think so, sister. It's
a ghost with shining teeth!
Hello, listeners. Randy McNibbins here from the FGG. That's the Friendly Ghost Guild. I'm here to inform you that the ghost in this story is friendly. Don't get me wrong. Some ghosts are scary. Some are even terrifying. But this ghost, he just wants you to have clean teeth.
Hey! Here.
Whoops, gotta go. Ghosts are our friends.
Skadoo!
Sorry about that, everybody. Back to the story.
A ghost with shining teeth.
Boo!
Where have those kids gone? They've been in that haunted house for a whole 15 seconds. Oh, here they come now. Hey, kids! Oh, looks like they're heading home. Guess I'll just walk that way. Or mosey, hike, step, stroll. Ooh, perambulate.
Hold on. I'm looking behind us and I don't see the ghost.
I'm looking back too and I don't see him either. We got away. Now, to turn back around to easily walk home. And turn.
Boo!
Ah!
Give me your toothbrush and toothpaste.
The ghost can talk?
Why, yes, I can. It seems I frightened you back there.
Well, you did say boo.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, you screamed before I could finish what I was saying. I was saying, boo, rush your teeth.
Oh, sorry.
So, time to boo rush your teeth.
Wait, you're going to boo rush our teeth right here on the sidewalk?
I'll just wait over here.
Don't worry, I have two arms, so I can do double the boo rushing.
I think I'm good.
As far as toothpaste goes, I'm a baking soda and peroxide kind of ghost. I also like a fresh mint. Anything really, except bubblegum. Gross, am I right? And let's check the timer. And spit. Rinse. All done. Great job, Max and Sarah.
Wow.
Max, our teeth are shining.
And our breath is so yummy.
Ooh, yummy. More like appetizing. Delectable. Ooh, ambrosial.
Mom!
Say Your teeth are so shiny. How'd that happen?
The ghost that was... Huh?
Where's the ghost?
Ghost? Oh, kids, I think you've had too much candy. Time to walk home.
But...
Home. Dwelling. Shelter. Residence.
Okay, fine.
Jeez.
Wow, a ghost. A real ghost. It really... Oh, really cool.
Okay, ghost. You can come out from behind the tree.
Okay. All in all, a pretty good checkup.
What's the situation?
Well, Sarah definitely has a cavity. And Max, get that guy some floss already.
There has to be an easier way to get them to see a dentist.
The end.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
That's it for today's episode. In our next and final episode of Spooky Season, I'll be interviewing a skeleton. That will be released in 2 weeks exclusively for Creator Club members. Grown-ups, to sign up for Creator Club, which features ad-free versions of the Story Pirates podcast and bonus episodes like Spooky Season, all on your very own exclusive Creator Club podcast feed, go to storypirates.com/creatorclub. And don't forget, Season 6 of the Story Pirates podcast comes back next week. We can't wait for you to hear all our adventures in New York City. Until then, stay creative and stay kind. Bye!